I'm a grateful addict. My name's Sharon.
Hi,
everybody. I like to take a moment just to get myself out of the way and let God step in. So if everybody take a moment of silence to do with as you wish. Okay, thank you. Topic is sponsorship, not dictatorship. One of my favorite types of service that I do in Narcotics Anonymous is sponsorship. When I was telling people that this was the topic, they called and asked me, somebody had referred me, and he said, I have these three time slots open, and I just picked. I said, I'm better in the mornings. Let me do a morning and then a late night meeting, and he said the topic for this time was sponsorship. I'm like, yay, and everybody's like, that's so good for you, and and that's been my forte. Most of my service work is through sponsorship. I've done a lot of other service work, but this is what I enjoy to do. You know what I mean? It says in our literature that the highest admiration of the human heart is to help another human being. And we get to do that every day here in Narcotics Anonymous. And one of the just for today's, it said the person with one day clean can help the person with no days clean. When I first got here, they told me go to meetings, get a home group, get a sponsor, do some service work, and do some step work. So, I learned what I needed to do to recover from the disease of addiction the first meeting I ever went to. I didn't get clean up here in Pennsylvania. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. That's where I got clean at. I moved up here 5 years ago. And, another area of service I've always been involved in was H&I. It's another way that I give back, and I still do H&I, Coordinated Facility, and Latrobe, Pennsylvania. I stay connected, because just a little bit about my story is that I got here the first time in 1988, and I didn't stay connected, and I got to the edge, and I fell off for 7 years with 8 years clean, and I made it back here almost 14 years ago, and I haven't found it necessary to use. But I go to meetings regularly still. My regularly isn't a 90 and 90 anymore. It's usually 2 to 3 meetings a week when I can get there. Whenever I'm asked to do something for Narcotics Anonymous, I do it if I can. I was told, if you don't feel like you have the best sponsor in Narcotics Anonymous, to get another one. There's plenty of people around here that have a working knowledge. If you read that little orange pamphlet that Narcotics Anonymous provides us with, it tells you exactly what to look for in a person. And when I came back from my relapse and I got clean, the woman I asked to sponsor me asked me to read that pamphlet and highlight anything that stuck out to me. And I did that, and we went over it before she said she would be my sponsor. And then she said to her sponsor, I don't know what to do with her. She's got more information than me, and that's because I was clean for a long time. And she said, she's a newcomer. You treat her like a newcomer. And I started the process right away. I didn't wait a year or two to do no step work. I don't know. I hear a lot of that stuff go on in meetings, and this is a 12-step program, and I started immediately doing step work. When I had relapsed, the step working guide was not out, and it was when I came back. So I started immediately doing the work on my first step. There's a lot of reading in our step working guide that's not in any of our literature. So I suggest you read through there and highlight it. Like I don't know about anybody else, but I highlight stuff that sticks out to me. You know, my whole basic text has, one time it'll be yellow, the next time I read it'll be pink, the next time I read it'll be green. It's all highlighted. It's the fourth edition from 1988, from the first time I got clean. You know, but the most important thing that I learned through sponsorship is trust. You know, Sherry B's my sponsor. She's been my sponsor for almost 4 years. I've been up here for 5. You know, and she's the best sponsor for me. We were joking around. She said, if you start driving again, I'm not sponsoring you. Whatever, it's an outside issue. Because I have health issues and I shouldn't be driving a couple hundred miles a day like I've been doing. And I'm like, whatever, okay. You know, but we joke about it. And, and she gives me guidance, you know. And I'm not one of those people that go to meetings and talk about people at meetings. If I have an issue with somebody in Narcotics Anonymous, I call my sponsor. You know, she's going to keep my anonymity. You know, I just don't do that. You know, our literature says that we build relationships, that we don't tear relationships down around here. You know, and there's a lot of that, not just in my area, but everywhere in Narcotics Anonymous. We're supposed to build each other up. We can tear ourselves down all by ourselves. You know what I mean? And my sponsor helps me do that. Like, I'll call her and, you know, and I'll say, so-and-so said this or this or this, and she's like, look at the source. You know, I've had surgeries in recovery. I've had to be on pain medication. I have a husband who holds me accountable with 22 years clean that holds my medication when I'm taking it. You know, in times of illness, there's literature for those of us that have to be on medication. And I'd have people come and pick me up and take me to meetings because I knew this was my safe place. And my sponsor always knows what's going on with me. Like, if she don't hear from me, she'll call me. What you doing? How you been? Haven't heard from you. You know, and I do that with my sponsees. A couple of them are here. They know. You know. I don't dictate to anybody in Narcotics Anonymous. What I tell my girls, if you want what I have, this is what I do. You know. And what I know works and what my predecessors are still doing are the same things that I was told to do when I got here. They're still going to meetings. They still have a home group. They're still doing step work. They're sponsoring people. They're doing service work. You know, those 5 things that we're told to do when we get here. You know, my sponsor's almost 30 years clean. She still does all of that. So, when I get to that point in my recovery, that's where I want to be. She has what I have. She has what I want. And that's what I was told. Find somebody that has what you want. Somebody that, for me, I always look for people that are loving and caring and nurturing. You know, not judgmental. Because that's painful stuff. I've been through some of that stuff in recovery. Where I've been talked about and I've been judged, and you know what? It really hurt. And at one point I almost walked away as a result of it. You know, and I call my sponsor and tell her, you know, she keeps me grounded. My sponsor keeps me grounded, like the reality of it. You know, because I have a disease that's alive and well, always, and that I need to remember, she tells me, what's disease thinking and what's not, you know. For me, I always go to my third step, always, 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 whenever, especially. I mean, I do my third step on a daily basis, and I have a working relationship with the God of my understanding. But if I'm going through something, I'm I just ask God to take it from me. God, please take this from me because I can't make the right decision. And I know I can't. And usually when I'm talking to God and I'm turning my will and my life over to God and trying to live in God's will and not Sharon's will, things are way, way, way so much better. Just way, way better. I love Narcotics Anonymous. This is the only place that I've ever come that I could stay clean. When I stopped coming here, I ended up using. And I know that. I keep that right up front. I don't ever want to have to go through what I went through coming back here. It took me 7 years to come back here. I did the 30, 60, 90-day dance for a long time during those 7 years after having 8 years clean. And, I know how powerful the disease is. I know it'll take me out at any moment I give it the chance to take me out. And I'm just not, I'm not willing to do that. So, I have a sponsor to give me suggestions on what to do. I don't have all the answers. My first sponsor used to say, the longer I stay here, the less I know. And I used to say, why do you say that all the time? I don't understand. And, today I understand that she was practicing humility so she can remain humble and open-minded to still be teachable. There's always something that I can do to learn to be a better person. I always strive to be a better person today than I was yesterday. Tomorrow I'll try to be a better person tomorrow than I was today. Because I'm not perfect all the time. And we all fall short and we all make mistakes. At least we have something to fall short for today. When we were using, we didn't. It didn't matter. We didn't give a shit. I didn't. If you were in my way, I moved you. That's how it was when I used. I didn't care about anything or anybody. I wasn't bothering anybody. I was one of those people I'm not hurting anybody except for myself. Just leave me alone, Until I came into here and found out every person that was in my path I affected. Especially my family. It tore my parents up, to see me in active addiction. Because I was crazy. I was like a binge user. I'd be gone for weeks. They'd be calling the hospitals, the police come look for me. And, she's over 21. We can't do that, And it was really hard. And I never realized, how bad this addiction affects everybody that we come in contact with, whether it's our families, good friends, children, grandparents, whoever. We affect everybody, and these are all just some things. Everything I share about is part of my personal story, but I learn from my sponsor. This shit's in my step work that I share with my sponsor. I'm starting my steps over again for the third time. You don't get to 12 and you're done. You start over again. I'm writing about stuff in my first step now, that not about drugs, about other things that I do, whether it be food or shopping or anything else I like to fix my feelings with, because this is a, when I got here, I was told this was the disease of our feelings. Let me get outside of myself. Let me find something outside of myself that's going to make me feel better. There's so many different facets of the disease. And the one thing I love about Narcotics Anonymous is that we don't specify on one substance. Everything that I suffer from is in our literature. I don't go anywhere else for my recovery. I come to Narcotics Anonymous only. I believe in our literature. I use our literature. With the women I sponsor, I use our literature. And I tell them that. There's a caterpillar on my arm. Sorry. I know, but I have this thing about bugs. Sorry. I got diagnosed with Lyme disease two summers ago, so I'm really nervous about bugs. You know, I love my sponsor. Thank you, Sherry, for always being there for me. You know, like she, and like another thing is, like, if my sponsees call me, like, I call them back. I don't wait 3 freaking days. I'm sorry, I was busy. You know, this is a life and death disease. You know, if my sponsees call, they'll tell you, I call them back. You know, my sponsor calls me back when I call her. Or I'll text her if she's working and she'll say, I have a moment. Give me a call on my work line. You know, she makes herself available to me. You know, I make myself available basically 24/7 because I can with the kind of work that I do. You know, I'm an independent contractor. It's my own business. I can answer my phone whenever the hell I want. It's kind of good working for yourself. I like it. You know, so, but, you know, life is good. If you don't have a sponsor, you have a fool for a sponsor. You know, that's what I was taught. So, and if you have a sponsor and you're not communicating with your sponsor, get a new sponsor. There's plenty of people that have a working knowledge. Plenty of people. You know, read the sponsorship pamphlet if you're struggling with your sponsor. So you can maybe look for, you know, I was told to go to meetings and listen to people share and find somebody that has what you want. You know, and when I moved up here from Maryland, like somebody had referred Sherry to me. And we started talking, and I started calling her, and then we finally met. And then after we met 1 year at my house, I had a women's thing, and I asked her to sponsor me, and she's been my sponsor ever since then. And I'm not a person to sponsor hop. I can't imagine, like, starting over again, like, telling everybody. Like, Sherry knows everything about me, things that's gone, I've gone through in my marriage, you know, personal stuff about me. She knows everything about me. I don't have any secrets. You know, our literature says our secrets will keep us sick. You know, and if you're not being honest with your sponsor can't really help you. And you're going to stay stuck. You know, life is good. And I'm always introduce myself as a grateful addict. It says in our literature, a grateful addict will never use. I didn't write it, I just read it. So, but I always remember that because our literature was written by us, for us, all of our literature. I remember when we were doing it Work Town Y, and I sat in, we had a workshop, and like they gave us a paragraph before that book was published, and we deciphered it, and like all areas and regions were involved with that, and it all got sent back to the world, and they made the final decision on that shit before it was, you know, published. Mm-hmm. So like we got, you know, I was a part of that, and I'm grateful, you know, because I didn't realize till that point that all our literature was written by us, for us, you know. You know, so I'm a grateful addict. Thanks for letting me share.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Sharon. I'd like to introduce the next speaker from the Bellevue Beginners Group in North Pittsburgh, Brandon A.
Hey, Brandon.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. My name is Brandon. I'm an addict. My clean date's March 28, 2007. So I guess I was asked to speak on sponsorship, not dictatorship. I wish he wouldn't have told Alex wouldn't have told me like a week ago what it was. I'd rather just found out today. I'd like to, I didn't dwell on it for like a week or so. But sponsorship is definitely, besides step work, like the most important thing of this program. And like, I mean, my first sponsor I had in this program, he ended up dying after when I had 6 years. He ended up passing away clean, but by the end of that, I was, you know, that man was like a second father to me, and like that relationship I had with him is what I would wish upon anybody to have with their sponsor. Just like, it was like the greatest relationship I ever had, and I was so grateful for that man because, you know, he would let me go my way, you know, all he did was offer suggestion. That's why I like that sponsorship, not dictatorship. You know, and he would let me, you know, do what I want to do, and then I would call, and I would talk about all these things that are going on, and, like, he would always make me so mad because, you know, I would say all this stuff like, you know, I've applied for all these jobs after I graduated, no one's calling me back, and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, he'd let me vent for, like, 5-10 minutes, and then he'd be like, well, Brandon, did you pray about that? And, like, I used to get so angry hearing about that. But it worked, you know, and it worked. And, like, at the beginning, like, I got him as a sponsor, and, like, but, like, then I hated him. Not, like, hated him, but, like, he would irritate me because he would tell me what I needed to hear, you know. And by the end, like, I loved that man like another father. And, being a sponsor is, you know, it's guiding people through the steps. And that's what he did with me. He guided me through the steps. And no matter what I was going on in my life, you know, I would ask him about it. And if he had experience with it, he would share it with me. And if not, he would point me in a direction of somebody that did. And that was, like, one of the biggest things, like, my sponsor taught me was, no matter what you go through in recovery, there is always someone else who has went through that same thing. And, like, and I still share this with people today that, like, no matter what happens in recovery, you don't have to use over it. And that's true. Like, things have happened. You know what I mean? If it, like, my brother passed away when I had 5 years, and if I didn't have a sponsor and I didn't have a weed, I didn't, like, have recovery, like, I don't know what I would have done, because, you know, being able to share that with him and just, like, cry, I cried for, like, a month, but, you know, just without a sponsor, I don't know how I would have been able to deal with some of the things that I went through. Because I would have never worked steps. You know, I thought the steps were something we read at the beginning of the meeting to kill time. You know, I didn't. Okay. I never gave recovery. When I first came around in, like, 2003, I never gave recovery any chance. I just showed up to get a flip sign and left. But, you know, once I, like, started surrendering and I actually got a sponsor and I started working steps, then I saw how great this program really was. And that's what I try to do today. I just want to be available, and I'll let people, you know, I'm not going to hunt you down. I'm not going to, you know, I'll call and check in on you, but, like, I'm not going to tell you this is how you have to do it, because if that's what was done with me, I would have definitely not listened and not got any kind of recovery. You know, if I try to be like a dictator, or someone try to dictate me, like, this is how it has to be, you got to do it like this, this, and this, immediately I'm going to be like, no, that's not how it's going to happen. I'm going to do it like this. But, you know, like, my sponsor would always let me, like, I would do things, and he'd be like, you know, how'd that work out for you? And, you know, and it didn't, because I always share that, like, when I am out there, I'm crazier not using without recovery than I was using, because my brain, I'm like the man running the Titanic. It's full speed ahead, not with a care in the world. And because today, I like how you shared about how it's not the drugs and stuff. My behaviors will get me sicker than the drug ever did, because I just go on. I fill that void with everything else. And behaviors are definitely kind of, that's pretty much what I work my steps on now. It's behaviors. You know, I'm powerless over when I start acting out. But, you know, I like to be, you know, being available. Like, if you know, if you call, I might not answer, but I'll get back to you. You know, leave a message, you know. But I'm up all the time. I work nights, I work days. So I just try to be available whenever needed. And that's how my sponsor is. He's available. You know, I call and I talk about things, what's going on in my life. And I get insight from that, and it feels good to be able to not hold on. Because before I came into recovery, I held on to every emotion, feeling, things going on, and I didn't share it with anybody until it bubbled over and blew up in my face. And I don't want to hold on to things today. You know, I'm all about crying and sharing with somebody. Crying's good, and I'm surprised I didn't cry during this, because I usually always do. But it's nice to have that sponsor to go share, like, the deepest things that's going on in my life, and being able to get his experience with that, and, you know, and how I can apply that in my life. And that's what I look for, like, in my sponsor. It's like, I wanted what they had. I wanted, you know, I don't need another friend. I had, because, like, it ends up growing into a friendship, but, like, I didn't need someone that's going to be there another co-signer, because I could find those people easily. Someone's going to co-sign all my crap and tell me, like, oh, you don't really need to do that. You can do it like this. You know, I need someone who's going to be stern with me and say, hey, you know, this is what I did. You know, and then it's up to me to, like, take that and do it. And that's how I am today. Like, I try to, you know, I'll say, hey, if someone, like, gives me a situation that's going on with them, I'll be like, hey, this is something similar that happened in my life. This is what I did. And this is how, you know, this is what happened. You know, and if they want to take that advice, then great. You know what I mean? I hope they do. You know, I want people to be able to recover, because this is definitely the greatest show on earth. You know, I wouldn't be anywhere without, you know, Narcotics Anonymous. I mean, I hate topics. Because I always run out of stuff to say. But, you know, I mean, sponsorship is definitely the most important thing in this program with Work and Steps, because the sponsor guides you through the steps, you know, and without the steps, I don't recover, you know, and I constantly have to work this. Steps 1, 2, and 3 are a daily thing. It's a constant, you know, it's a dance of daily thing, because I use the steps at work, because, you know, Keith works with me. There's a lot of craziness that happens at work that I have to, like, practice that humility and powerlessness that I can't control other people. You know, I wish everybody had a little bit of sponsor and some recovery in life, but that's not how it is. You know, it's just been... Narcotics Anonymous is the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life, you know, and if it wasn't for having, you know, that first sponsor I had, I don't know how far I would have made it. You know, that relationship was, you know, I can remember at his viewing, like, how much this man impacted my life. I remember I went to the viewing with my mom and my dad, and my dad went to his mother and was like, I want to thank Chris, you know, I wish I could thank him right now for giving my son back. You know, that was probably one of the coolest things I've ever seen my dad say, you know. And, like, even my dad cried at that, which was, like, absolutely, you know, I never see my dad cry. But, like, that's the relationship between a sponsor and sponsee that, like, I wish everybody could have. You know, I don't know. That's all I have. I'm going to end it right there. Thank you.